Taxi! Taxi!
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City.
We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi there. Chuck's the name. Chuck Edwards. Say, you guys ever tried to teach a dame to drive a car? Yeah, well, don't. At least, not if she is your dame. Like a wife or fiancée or whatever. Yeah, maybe a stranger's okay. Hey, come to think of it, if she's a good-looking number with all the right you-know-whats, oh, boy, then maybe it's a pleasure. But otherwise, mix. Yeah, like the time I tried to teach Myrtle. Now, it all started when I was late picking her up for work one day. Now, this ain't the first time I has been late picking her up for work. In fact, I has been late plenty of times. So why the fuss all of a sudden? Anyway, I picks her up 15 minutes late this a.m., and you would have thought the Ruskies had landed on Mars, such a fuss she made. She started talking as I got to the door of the apartment. She carried on talking all the way down in the elevator, and she was still talking while I drove through town.
I asked you with tears in my eyes, how would you like it if you was ready on time and you gets to White Lake just because some jerk don't pick you up on time?
Hey, who's a jerk?
Don't change the subject, and this is the first time you've been late picking me up? Answer me.
Well...
You see, you can't answer, because why?
Now,
I'll tell you why, because it ain't the first time. And I gets the boss talking a blue streak in my ear just because you is the one who's too late to get up on time. Ain't that right?
Well...
You know it's right. Don't try to get out of it.
I am trying.
And don't interrupt. Do you think I likes being late for work every morning?
Now, look,
let me tell you, I don't, but never mind. I'm going to do something about it. This is the last time I'm going to be late for work through you, Chuck Edwards. What kind of dame do you think I am?
Well, I
tell you what kind of a dame I am. I am a dame that can take just so much and no more, and I've had enough. Do you know what I'm going to do?
Well...
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy a car of my own. But before I does that, do you know what I'm going to do?
Well...
I'm going to learn to drive. And do you know who's going to teach me how to drive?
Well...
You, that's who. You, Chuck Edwards, are going to teach me to drive tonight after you finish his work.
So you're going to do it?
Huh? You think I got a choice, huh? You know Myrtle.
Gee... Hey, can I watch?
What do you think it's gonna be? Some kind of a show?
Yeah.
Very funny.
Yeah, that's how I got it figured. Very funny.
Hey, hey, is you impersonating that I cannot do it?
Yeah.
Oh, is that so? And would you care to put your money where your mouth is?
You mean a little side bet?
A little side bet.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it'll be fair.
Why not?
Because you don't stand a chance. You'll be fighting before she pulls away from the curb.
Now, listen, egghead. I has got more patience than that. I bet you I has her driving inside a week, giving her lessons at night and over the weekend.
Like I said, can I watch?
Yeah, well, okay, you can watch. You want some of the action?
No, no, I won't bet nothing. I just like to watch, that's all. Yeah, I'm even ready to miss the Danny Kaye show on TV tonight. You teaching Myrtle to drive will be a bigger laugh.
Well, that night comes 5 o'clock, and Red Fox is jalopy and gets in the back of mine. Myrtle sits up front with me, and I drives out to a quiet part of town to start the first lesson. I gets out onto a road with no traffic, and then I parks. Now, first of all, Myrtle, let me tell you what everything is.
You think I'm stupid? I know what everything is. Let me drive.
Just like that? No, you can't.
Yeah, I can. You just tell me when I goes wrong.
Yeah, as she drives into a lamppost, you say, that's wrong, dear.
Shut up.
Yeah, shut up. Now listen, Michael, if you knows what everything is, what's this?
That's the pedal.
Yeah, that's the... But which one?
What do you mean, which one? That one.
What happens if I puts my foot on this pedal?
Nothing, because we ain't switched on.
Shut up.
Yeah, shut up. Come on, move over. Let me drive.
Michael, honey, listen. Now, if the car was switched on and we was moving, what would happen if I put my foot onto this pedal?
I thought this was supposed to be a driving lesson, not a quiz program.
Now, listen, sugar. Before I let you sit behind this wheel, you has got to know certain things. Now, just tell me.
All right, all right. From left to right. That's the clutch, that's the brake, and that's the gas, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Shut up.
Yeah, shut up. Okay, then, honey bunch. Now, watch this.
That's the gear lever. The thing on it is your hand, which is connected to your arm. Your arm goes up to your shoulder, and on your shoulders is a pimple. It ain't come to head yet. Shut up!
And stop breathing down my neck.
I don't want to miss nothing.
Listen, Buster, this ain't a floor show.
That's what you think.
So what else do I have to know?
Well, now you have to know the signs, the highway code.
What's with this code business? I want to be a driver, not a spy.
Yeah. Now, look, if I put my hand straight out of the window like this, see? What does that mean?
How do I know? You could be pointing to where you had your last accident.
Okay, I'll shut up.
It means I am going to turn left.
So, who's interested?
The car behind me.
There ain't no car behind you.
No, but if there was a car behind me, look, are you just trying to be difficult?
Me? Me? Was it me that was late this morning?
What's that got to do with putting your hand out of the window?
Don't ask me. You brought it up.
I did not.
Please, don't shout. I ain't deaf. And I do not want to argue. But you brought it up.
Oh, boy. All right, forget it. Now we'll get on with the driving lesson.
We ain't started yet.
All right, let's start.
Well, what are you waiting for? Applause?
Now, just watch what I do. I puts my left foot on the clutch, then I puts it in first, like this. Now then, you watch my feet.
Yeah, this is where he goes into his dance.
Yes, one more crack out of
okay,
you.
Okay.
Yeah, get on with it. So, I'm watching your feet.
Now, as I takes the left one slowly off the clutch, I puts the right one slowly on the gas. Now, I gotta change the second. So I puts my foot on the clutch like, see? And I puts it in a second, like that, huh? And I takes my foot slowly off the clutch, and I puts my right foot slowly back again onto the gas, okay?
Yeah.
Now, this is the third, and this is the fourth. You got it okay?
Yeah. But what was wrong with first?
There was nothing wrong with first.
So, why change?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, I finally gets the business of the gear sorted out, by which time I am ready to cling to the nearest wall, believe you me, Miss Weston. Then comes the moment I has been putting off for as long as I possibly can. Yeah, you got it. Whitefield gets behind the wheel. I is sitting next to her, and boy, I don't mind telling you. Oh, am I nervous. Whitefield, she's as cool as a cucumber.
All right, can I switch on?
Now, you has made sure you is in neutral.
That's in the middle where it wiggles. Yeah.
And the handbrake is on?
Yeah.
Okay, switch on.
Gee.
Yeah, okay now. Now, Myrtle, honey, the great thing is to keep calm and relaxed.
I am relaxed. You're the one who's tense.
Yeah, you're practically standing up.
Well, you shut up. Now, you put your foot on the clutch and put it in first.
Now, don't tell me to do two things at once.
You gotta do two things at once.
Ah, just like a man. Yeah.
Myrtle, look, I did not invent the motor car. I just pledged one, and that's all there is to it.
Okay, don't give me 1,000 words. Here we go.
Watch what you're doing.
Keep clear of the curve.
Change the second.
Put your foot on the clutch.
Take it off slow.
More gas.
Keep in the middle of the road.
Keep over.
Change the tide.
Put on the clutch.
Give it more gas. What do you stop for?
Yeah, what'd you stop for? You was doing great.
I will tell you why I stopped. I has got you on one side shouting in my ear, and you behind me shouting in my other ear. Now, both of you, shut up! Before I give you each your poke in the snout!
Oh, boy. By this time, I was wet with persecution. So I manages to persuade Myrtle that she has done very well and that that is enough for the first lesson. Any case, it's starting to get dark. So we calls it a draw. 6-8. I gets back behind the wheel and we drops Myrtle at her apartment. By the time Red and me gets home, I cannot wait for a beer to calm my jangled nerves. Ooh. Okay, Red boy, cheers.
Over the teeth, around the gums. Look out, stomach, here it comes.
Boy, was I ready for that.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know how these guys who do it for a living make out.
You mean teaching dames to drive?
Yeah.
Well, me neither.
Don't tell me to do two things at once. Hey, how did you learn to drive?
Me?
Yeah, that must have been an undertaking second only to landing on the moon.
Gee, You know, come to think of it, my first lesson, they still had the old streetcars, you know? I overtakes one of them. There was a truck coming the other way. Gee.
So?
So I ended up with a tall, thin car. Hey, you know what?
What?
You gotta give her a second lesson tomorrow night.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. That's what she said when we dropped her, remember?
Oh, no, no, Red, no. I'll think of something. I can't grow too dead again.
Morning.
Oh.
Your time to make coffee.
Oh.
You say something, Chuck?
Oh, it's nothing.
Your time to make coffee.
I don't feel so good.
You gotta feel good to make coffee?
No, I'm sick.
Okay, so make tea.
Not sick of coffee. I'm ill.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But you're never ill.
No. Well, I am now.
Hey, how come the alarm's going off again?
I don't know. Now, that's the phone, stupid.
Oh.
Well, answer it.
Okay. Hello, Myrtle.
How did you know it was me?
I recognized the voice.
When you die, you should let science have your brain. They'll never believe it.
You know, I forget now why I called you.
You didn't. I called you. Or rather, Chuck. Let me speak to him.
It's for you. Myrtle's.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, honey bunch.
What's for you?
Oh, I'll be all right. Slight touch of flu, maybe.
I called to make sure you weren't late this morning.
I think I better have the day in bed. I'll try and shake this off.
Hey, you're really sick?
Oh, no, no, it's nothing serious.
So, how do I get to work?
Oh, don't worry, Red will give you a lift.
Okay, tell the big lad to be on time. I'll see you tonight when he gives me my second driving lesson.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. If I'm well enough.
And if you ain't?
Not to worry, honey. Red will give you a lesson.
Red?
Me?
Yeah. Goodbye, honey. You better ring off or you'll be late for work.
Was that for a smart bit of thinking, huh? I mean, I was sick like I was president of the United States. Now, I don't think for one second that my broad believes me. But what can she do but call me a liar? Which she very often does in five different ways, but I sticks to my story. Red gets dressed and has coffee in a sort of daze. I can see he's thinking about the lesson.
Oh.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Ha ha, you forget it. I thought of it first.
Oh. So you ain't really sick?
Okay, prove it.
Fine thing. I thought you was my friend.
Well, of course I am. To the end, buddy boy. To the end.
Well, this is the end.
Hey, hey, you better get moving. Otherwise, you'll get your ear chewed off for being late.
I heard there's some dirty tricks in my time, but this is the trickiest. Suppose
never
I...
Never mind supposing. You get moving and give Myrtle my love.
Hey, maybe I'll get lucky and get a fare to San Francisco. That'll take a week.
If I knows Myrtle... She'll have decided that she knows enough. She'll want to drive in traffic.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Red, old buddy, I am sorry.
Sorry?
Yeah. Sorry I won't be there to see it. Well, guys and dolls, I has me a real nice day doing nothing around the apartment. A little fairy tells me that those two might just pop in after work to check up. So at 5 o'clock on the button, I gets back into bed. But I needn't have worried. Stoylin Mars Myrtle cannot wait to get going, it seems. Red picks her up at the office at 5.
Hello, Myrtle.
Move over.
Myrtle. I think maybe we should call at the apartment and see how Chuck is.
Forget it. I'll do better without him. He makes it too complicated.
He don't make it complicated. It is complicated.
Bowie, move over.
Michael, I don't think you're quite ready yet to drive.
Move over!
Don't yell that way. People think we're married. But all right, if you insist, I'll move over.
Better. Now then. How am I doing?
I ain't looking.
Open your eyes, you coward.
Oh, Michael's a truck! Get back on the right side of the road.
This is the right side.
No, I mean right. You know, left ain't right. Right is right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the lights, the lights. Stop.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Why did it switch up like that?
Because you put the brake on without putting your clutch on the foot. I mean, clutching your foot on the
foot. Well, nobody told me that.
Well, you have to look. It's green. It's green. Go. Start.
Okay. Now, let me see. Well, was it dead? No. Well,
look, push
it. Don't tell me. I'll never mind if you tell me. What's all the hooting about?
It's green. You gotta move.
So, I'll move.
Stop! It's turned red again. Michael, look, you ain't ready. Let me.
Why don't they make up their minds? Red, green, red.
Please,
green.
Michael, get switched on so you can move. When now, it's green.
But
it's
don't
green.
Foster me.
Never mind him, Michael. Move before it changes. Please, Michael, you're causing a traffic jam. There's a cop over there. Put it in first and pull away.
I'm trying to remember which was
first. Well, I'll tell you, it was...
Don't! Let me figure it out for myself.
It was towards you and down.
Cheat.
Please, Michael.
All right, already.
Stop! It's red! I think I'm gonna cry. Uh-oh, here comes the cop.
What's the matter, lady? Ain't we got a color you like?
Now, don't you start. I got one wise guy here is enough.
Michael, don't talk to a cop like that. He'll give you a ticket.
You what?
You heard what the man said. I'll give you a ticket if you don't move right away.
Okay, I'm moving. But not because I'm scared of you. You can't give me a ticket.
Oh, no?
No, because I ain't got a license. It's green, ain't it? I moved it.
Yeah, you moved. Right over his foot, you moved. But you ain't supposed to go up on the curb when you take a corner.
Oh, relax.
Relax? You ran over that cop's toes. He's probably taking your number. The last three corners, you ain't dropped below 50. And the last two, you went up on the pavement. What are you trying to do, keep that off the road?
Well, you don't expect me to be perfect. First go off, do you?
Perfect? Huh?
Anyway, what do I care if he took the number? It's your car.
The plate was stolen. Well, watch it. Look, this is a yield sign. We're coming into a main street.
So?
Don't stop before you cross. Hey, what do you think?
Get moving, lady. Fast.
Yeah. What's that?
It's a gun in your neck. And if you don't do as you're told, I'll pull the trigger and I'll get out of here. Fast. Keep going. Out in the country.
Mister, you're making a big mistake.
Listen, Buster, just to put you in the picture, I robbed a bank on the other side of town. I killed a guard getting away, so I won't blink an eye if I has to kill the two of you.
But you don't understand.
I'll do the talking. Keep moving, lady. The cops went all that far behind me when my getaway car died on me.
But she can't drive.
She what?
I've been trying to tell you, she can't drive.
Well, we ain't got time to switch drivers, so she'd better learn. Fast.
Michael, don't cry. Look, you won't be able to see where you're going.
I don't want a light to drive.
Fine time you picked to change your mind.
Shut up, the pair of you. Keep traveling.
Yeah. It could only happen to Redden, Michael. So this bank robber has trouble with the getaway car. He gets out in a rush, gets into the first car that stops at the yield sign, and of course it has to be Red and Myrtle. 5 million cars in New York, he has to pick up theirs. With Myrtle driving yet. Okay, so Myrtle drives off madly in all directions. After a few corners taken Myrtle style, he starts to get a bit jumpy himself.
Now listen, like...
Shut up!
What?
Myrtle.
I've been thinking it over. Who do you think you are? And don't think that gun scares me, because it don't.
You got a point there. The way you're driving, none of us is long for this world.
Now, don't try anything smart.
Maybe I don't know much about driving, but I know this. The speed I'm traveling at, if you was to shoot me, we'd crash before you did anything about it. So all I gotta do is to keep traveling fast.
Say, you're right.
Yeah, you are. In that case, I won't shoot you if you don't do as I say.
You won't shoot her?
No.
Oh, I'll shoot you. Sorry, you ain't as sorry as I am. Sorry. And don't look at me to apologize. Watch the road.
All right. We're clear of the city. Don't want to attract unnecessary attention. We can slow down now. Yeah. Hold it at that as we go through this little suburb.
Listen, mister. Why don't you let us get out? I mean, you can take my car. Be my guest. You don't need us. Three's a crowd. Who wants a crowd?
Shut up. You ain't a crowd, you're my insurance. Not that I got a thing to worry about. Now the cops ain't looking for this car. What? The cops! Step on it!
Michael, the wrong pedal!
Watch what you're doing! Look out!
Shut up.
Yeah, guys and dolls, she crashed. She trod hard on the brake instead of the gas. She lost control. And, oh boy, did she crash. The cop car was on the scene before the bank robber could make a run for it. And they had the cops on him as soon as they saw the gun. Now, it's okay. You can set your minds at rest. Neither Red nor Myrtle was hurt. Huh? Oh, yeah. How come the cops gave chase? Well, you see, it was all due to Myrtle, really. Yeah. The guy whose toe she ran over. Yeah, he got the number all right. You know something? Cops is funny that way. They don't go for having their toes run over. And when this cop found out that he'd colored the guy who was wanted for a killing and robbing a bank, though, well, he didn't prefer no charges against Myrtle. Red, he was a nervous wreck for days. And Myrtle, it's okay. She got over this learning to drive bit, but good.
Yeah, but what did I do wrong?
Well, you only made one mistake, Myrtle.
Yeah? What was that?
You switched on the engine.
That's about all for this week, guys and dolls. Look after yourselves. Hey, if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Gooden. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.